It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
How's your face doing there, buddy?
Pretty sore. Pretty sore.
You gotta stay off the ice. You're getting injured.
I haven't had this many injuries in coaching since I started coaching.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, it was Sunday, I caught my back edge of my skate demoing a drill and biffed it pretty good.
Right.
That one actually didn't hurt that bad.
It just hurt your pride.
Yeah, my pride is still damaged from it.
Sure.
But yesterday, we were doing a drill. Kids, you know, would weave in some pylons, transition, pivot, and they'd catch a pass and then go around the pylons, come in. And I was playing, like, defense, so they'd have someone to go around, right? Like, sometimes, depending on the kids, you know, I would attack them, keep them outside.
You played your position in hockey, which is a big pylon.
That's right, a big old pylon. And the one kid was coming with the puck, and he shot the puck, and it went right up my stick and hit me directly in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a little bit of
right
a bruise
under my
there.
Eye. Yeah, it's a little swollen.
Here's the thing. It's the kind of bruise that looks like dirt.
Yeah.
So it looks
people
like you didn't wash your face.
And I do have the video.
It is pretty dark, though, now that I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look at it this morning.
You
in
know
the shower,
looks
so
like?
Maybe it is dirt.
You look like a smoker who hasn't slept. Well, you know how they get the raccoon eyes if you smoke too much? That's what you look like.
Oh, thanks.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There's a new scam going around here, and I hope someone falls for it. I really, really do. It's an Instagram page.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth_3 is the page.
Oh, so it's the queen.
Well, hear me out here.
Because they say
and people are getting messages. Hey, it's me, Queen Elizabeth. I am not dead. Charles sent me to a deserted island so he could be king. I don't have access to my royal money, so please cash at me $300 so I can get back to the UK. Instead of saying thank you, in the next message it says, tea and biscuits, along with the Union Jack. So I really, really hope someone falls for this. Because if you're a sucker and fall for this, you deserve to lose that money.
Sadly, people will, and sadly it's usually like old people
that
fall, especially with this one it will be. But here's what's so great about that, and all of these scams, they're always oddly specific with the amount of money they want.
Yeah,
like why $300?
Well, $300 isn't asking too much,
but like, you know, $500
is more,
but it's a round number. Or even $100, if you get a few people to fall for you for $100. But also, like, you're the queen. $300 would be enough.
Well, she can't. She has no access to her royal money, so she's willing to settle for something else, right? That's the way it works.
You know what? You're right.
Tea and biscuits.
Is there a Venmo on that? Do I just send it to them?
There's no link. It just says Cash App me $300.
Oh, okay, good.
So go on the Cash App and look it up.
I need $300 first. Can you lend me $300 to send to the queen?
Yeah, I'll get on that.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We got a text. Rooftops are white, so it froze last night, guys.
I didn't see any white rooftops this morning.
I didn't
morning.
Either, but... Okay.
It's warmer, actually, in Pilot Butte. It is a bit cooler.
Because you're down in a valley.
No, it's a bit warmer up there. colder, because it's higher. The elevation's higher.
Well, it's because you're on a butte.
Well, listen. Yeah. McLean is the highest point east of the Rocky Mountains.
Fact. Did not know that. You seem to know a lot about McLean.
I've spent.
Are you paid by Big McLean?
I knew that's it. The new conspiracy.
I knew
by
it.
Big McLean.
Evan is on board with Big McLean.
That's right.
All that money they throw around at you.
Hey, not to brag or anything.
Yeah.
But like, I spent a couple of days there before.
Well,
just never spent the night.
Right. Yeah. I get you.
A couple of days though.
Yeah. I had to go get my sister-in-law one time because her vehicle broke down in McLean.
Good people. Someone there could have fixed it for her.
Well, I'm sure they could have. Yeah. Hey, it's Chad and Evan. I watched the. You know me. I like the TikTok.
Me too.
Because honestly, it occupies my time, and there's nothing I like more than having the internet suck all intelligence out of my brain.
I can't wait to find out your algorithm.
They already know. There's this lady on, this girl who went on her first cruise, and she was wondering, why do all of the cabin doors have pineapples on them?
It was an adult cruise, I assume.
It was an adult cruise. They were exactly, they were there for, well, you know, I know, everybody knows, except for this dumb TikToker. They are swingers.
Yeah.
And if you have a pineapple on your door, especially an upside down pineapple, that means you are down like a clown, Charlie Brown, to get it on. And by the way, ironically, on a Virgin cruise, which is funny. But it made me wonder. Have you ever wondered whenever you get a hotel room, just the horrible things that have happened in that room before you got there?
I wonder that all the time. Every time I step foot into a hotel room, I wonder.
Yeah.
Like, how many people have been getting
on? How many orgies have happened in your hotel room before you got there?
That's gross to think.
Even if they've cleaned everything. Like, there's been some horrific things happening in that hotel room before.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in Fort Qu'Appelle.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Don't you hate when you start getting those unsolicited D pictures in your DMs?
Oh, all the time.
Instagram's working on something.
Oh, are they? Good.
Yeah, yeah. They're working on a feature to tackle all the unsolicited, not just D pictures,
The T and V pictures.
Yeah.
The D and B pictures.
The BH pictures.
Yeah. I might need clarification on that one
after. Butthole. Oh.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody's got a camera these days.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, yeah, so what are they doing?
You know what else also has?
Yes, a BH. Yeah. Okay. What are they doing? Like, it's filtering all these things out?
Yeah, so it's working on nudity protection for chats. The technology on your device covers the photos that may contain nudity. So it kind of gives you a warning beforehand.
Yeah.
And then you can click, you know, it's like the sensitive material videos that you could click on and say watch anyway.
Right.
So that's similar to what it is. It's like securely detect and cover nudity, choose view pictures or not.
Yeah.
Get safety tips. So they're doing this.
So you can never send another selfie in DM.
No,
because
never.
Because your face looks like a BH.
Ah, get out of here. But you know how many times Mark Zuckerberg's going to see your BH now, hey?
Chad and Evan Daly.
We've been a morning show for how long now?
Since June 27th.
So that's, you know, a while, all right?
That's not that long.
But I think we've officially made it.
Yeah, we sure have.
We've been sent unsolicited feet pictures.
You know, these are very nice, neat feet.
Yeah.
They're like the toes have a nice slope down where with my ugly feet.
Yeah.
I got my big toe and then the toe right beside it, the second toe in.
Yeah.
It's longer.
Well, that's how it should be. That's how mine is too.
And then,
but these ones
then
do have
down.
These have nice cascading effect. They look well manicured.
Very well manicured.
They've even got nice little gold chains on there.
Yeah.
But I think that
maybe that's 24 carat. Maybe. And then it's like a little anklet around there.
Yeah.
These are. Nice.
You know what I'm assuming her. Maybe not. Could, who knows? But
whoever's doing it hopefully is making money with those feet on OnlyFans.
The feet look like the bad guy in 300. Now, I know you guys can't see the picture, but imagine the bad guy in 300. You know, the big tall guy with the chain nose. Imagine that in foot form. That's what they look like.
Now you're making me feel weird because these are nice feet.
Like, they are nice feet.
He is a good looking dude. Very very effeminate, you know, there on 300.
You know what?
Very powerful.
It's time to play the game of seduction. Now I know. You've asked this person if they make money on those things on OnlyFans.
That's right.
And then they just laughed back. I think there might be something there.
I think there's some money there.
But it's time to play the game of seduction, Evan. Take your shoes off, your Crocs off. Let's send a picture back.
My feet are awful.
Well, hey.
You do it. You take your, whatever you're wearing, your Sanooks or whatever you're wearing there, and take a picture of your feet.
It's true. You can't get smell through camera, so we're probably fine.
My feet are so dry.
You've got dry feet.
I do. Yeah. And that's and I have tan holes. Because of my Crocs. I don't have tan lines. I have tan holes.
Your feet aren't picture worthy? They're not internet worthy?
God. Unless people are into some really filthy. If people are into like dumpster diving and like really nasty, unkempt things.
Yeah,
my feet would make a lot of money. That's so gross.
I will say this morning, I was sucking your toes. I was like, these are dry.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Amazon, they're big into the television too, hey?
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of into everything.
They're into everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. But they have a new reality show coming out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ring Nation. It's all about doorbell camera security footage. That's what they're doing. And it's some of it will be funny, you know, like you see the footage that people share of, you know, they walk outside when it's icy and they slip down the stairs and it's never funny because you know how that would feel.
But it
is funny because it didn't happen to you. Yeah. Kind of like watching someone take a puck to the face.
Yeah,
because it's not you. Yeah. But Wanda Sykes is going to be hosting it. She'll be commenting on all the videos, but people are upset because...
Bob Saget's not hosting?
Well, it's pretty tough to get him to do it now.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Which I'm still sad about that.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, so people are just upset because it's a breach of security, they're saying, even though people are giving permission.
Yeah.
You know, there's privacy advocates that are saying this is a recipe for disaster.
Should not be
doing this.
I was actually told, so I have security cameras in my home, and they actually, like, point at other people's houses, but like not on purpose because they're just, I've got them pointed on my property, but they show other people's houses in the background. And I was told, you're not allowed to do that because you're filming somebody else's house.
That's right.
My neighbors have no problem with that. But I do love this. As I was telling you before, you know, when I was talking about how I live in Harbor Landing and there's a neighborhood group page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. I love when people always post footage from their doorbell cameras and stuff. When, so-and-so came up and tried my door in the middle of the night. Just a reminder to lock your doors.
But you never get a clear picture of their face with these cameras, right? Like at night,
they're
it's
grainy.
Very, yeah, but yet they can still get a clear picture of Neptune's rings.
Right.
But you still can't see the face in security cameras of someone trying to break into your house or business. That is something that will always boggle my mind.
Hey, I'd like to shake your hand.
Why?
I want to shake your hand. I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you on something. No. Here, shake my hand.
This is...
I want to congratulate you on getting through a space joke without saying Uranus.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Yesterday, Vladimir Putin made some, you know, menacing statements in a...
We call him Vlad.
Vlad made some menacing statements in a public address to the nation. And, I mean, listen, every time Vladimir Putin talks, it's a little scary. He's a scary man.
He is. He's a little man syndrome.
Yeah, he kind of creeps me out a little bit. But he has announced that 300,000 reservists will be sent into the war in Ukraine. They will also do conscription, which is like the draft, right?
Yeah.
To send people there. So, of course, a lot of people in Russia are afraid of being sent to war.
Well, absolutely.
And it's a war they don't believe in. A lot of them don't believe in. And honestly, a lot of people are dying in this war. A lot of Russians are dying in it.
Both sides.
So, yeah, totally. So, this, right after he made the announcement, search requests on Google for how to break limbs painlessly skyrocketed.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think it is either, but a whole bunch of people within Russia are looking to break their own limbs so that they don't get drafted, so that they will get a medical, some sort of pass.
Yeah, but then they'll get that for 8 weeks or depending on how long, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how long they need. But the actual term, the most searched term was how to break an arm at home.
Wow. An arm can heal really quick, though. If you really, truly do not want to go to war, break your femur.
Yeah, like then do it upright.
You're going to need rehab on that.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to get like a plate and some screws in there.
Or get a bone spur in your heel. That's a Donald Trump joke.
Oh.
Remember when he avoided the war with that? Yeah. So that's really, really scary. Things are actually like... You don't know where this war is going because it looks like there is desperation on Russia's, the way Russia's looking. It looks like they are getting desperate, but I think...
Or is this just a ploy?
Maybe, but a desperate Russia to me is an even scarier Russia.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.